Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for our weekly check-in or check-up with Dr. Richard Holm. You probably know him as the Prairie Doc. You can see On Call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB TV on Thursdays. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Thank you, Lori. And it was nice to hear you from at the book fair. What a fun event that was for you and for us listening.
It's one of my favorite times of the year, probably my favorite event in South Dakota, just because I love books and authors so much. So thanks for that. I had a good time. And how was your conference? You were traveling.
Just a wonderful conference. You know, when you get together with dear friends and then you learn of new things, it's always that's a tremendous win-win situation. So. I love actually the internal medicine organization called the American College of Physicians. Wonderful group of people.
All right. So that sounds a little bit like the book festival. Get together with dear friends and learn new things. So tell me something that after you've been practicing for so long, tell me something that you actually learned that's new at a conference that you get to take home and sort of mull over for a while.
Well, they talked about what is the best way to encourage people to quit smoking? Mm. Is it to encourage them to quit cold turkey or have them taper? And they found out that, of course, cold turkey is the best.
Really?
That was kind of an unknown for me. Of course, using the medications that help people quit encourages them and works in that way. But cold turkey versus taper, the answer is cold turkey.
Really?
Well,
amazing. We just had Dr. Jonathan Bleeker from Sanford. He's an oncologist. He was on earlier the week and talking about a new CDC study about how in rural communities you're more likely to the mortality rate for the rates of cancer and incidence and cancer mortality are going down, but not as quickly in the rural communities. Does that surprise you that folks in rural areas would struggle more with their health than people in major metropolitan areas?
I hadn't heard that, but it does surprise me a little bit because the people in rural areas seem to be more physically active and than the urban folk. And my sense is that activity is, you know, very important. On the other hand, my son lives in New York City, and he's walking all the time.
Yeah.
and in rural areas, we kind of hop in the car and go, you know, too much. So, and the other side of it is access. I think we have less access to healthcare in many of our rural communities, and that's not good. But I don't know that alone would increase cancer.
Right.
I'm
simplifying the study greatly too, Dr. Holmes. So
interesting.
I'm giving you a headline or a sound bite, but
we have longevity in this area of the country than better longevity than anywhere. I think the highest in the United States is just over the border from South Dakota into Minnesota, and this area, 50-mile radius. There is more longevity here than elsewhere. The blue zone. So my sense is that there's some things that we're doing good here.
Right. What's coming up on the program? What do we have to look forward to next?
Tonight we are recording a show on food and food myths, and we have Kevin Weiland, who is just a fabulous character. I mean, he's got so much personality. He's got more personality in his little finger than I have in my whole body. You know, it's one of those guys. I think of him and it makes me smile. And he's an expert. You know, physicians aren't usually experts so much into nutrition, but he and I have both done a lot of reading on that topic, and we will be recording it while you guys are watching the last episode of the Vietnam show. And I'm not sure when the food myths and the stories of proper eating will will come out, but I think it'll come out in December, January sometime.
Well, let's talk about a couple of food myths. What comes to mind that you're hoping to dig into?
We used to think that fat was the big bad guy. And the truth is that sugar and carbohydrates are likely more harmful to our body than fats. Another major thing to realize, though, is that the very healthiest thing that you can eat is, no question about it, vegetables. And it doesn't have to be fresh vegetables. Canned vegetables with not excessive amounts of salt and frozen vegetables work just as well. And you can have frozen vegetables every meal and just as easy as pie, making them, or better yet, raise them from your garden. I was talking to a friend yesterday who said that she always got rashes on her hands when she peeled potatoes until she found out that she didn't get a rash on her hands when she was peeling potatoes from her neighbor's garden, and that they spray something on potatoes that must be that she's allergic to. So there are, you know, no matter how you look at it, the best food is from our garden if we can get it there. From there. And I would say the other thing, the major issue, is that it really isn't so much the amount of fat or protein or carbohydrate you eat. It is more the calories. If you eat less calories, even if you don't lose weight, and see, I'm not a real pusher for weight loss. I'm a pusher for eating less. Many people don't lose weight when they eat less calories. If you eat less calories, there's less of an oxidative drag on your body, and it's the calories that is what I think has been shown time and time again to be hard on your vascular system. And reducing the calorie intake is probably the best thing you can do for your heart and prevention of strokes and heart attacks and so on.
In our last 30 seconds, when you mentioned sugar, and then we were talking earlier about smoking and quitting smoking cold turkey, I'm wondering, sugar, you can't quite quit it in the same way you can never pick up a cigarette, but should you go cold turkey and say no processed sugar, no sugary drinks, just, you know, sugar in a you know, fruit or something like that, or...
Yeah.
Should you try to taper away from your sugar intake?
I think it's an idea. The thing you should do is realize it's a good idea. Actually, exercise is your very best thing.
Right. I have been, you know, because of you, I took some walks.
I'm really
there was
glad.
No way I was going to let a week go by and have to come back on the radio and say I didn't exercise this week to you. So we're on our way.
I like 30 minutes of brisk walking every day for everybody.
All right. I didn't get every day, but I'll work on it.
Yes, work on it. But I think that, you know, just look at less sweets and less, you know, white foods like, you know, pastas and potatoes. I'm not saying none. I'm just saying less. Right. And then you'll do better.
Dr. Richard Holm, I appreciate your time and enjoy the taping tonight. We look forward to that episode. All sorts of questions I have about food myths going forward. Thanks so much.
It'll be great fun, and I look forward to seeing Kevin Weiland, Dr. Weiland. Thank you.
Dr. Weiland. Enjoy.